Adam Schiff's impeachment lawyer Daniel Goldman contracts coronavirus. By Christina Wong on March 15, 2020. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff's DCA lead impeachment lawyer Daniel Goldman has contracted the Chinese coronavirus, according to a Politico reporter. Schiff announced Sunday that a former staff member tested positive for the Chinese coronavirus. He added that the staffer left the office 10 days ago, and that although he likely contracted it after leaving, his office would be taking precautionary measures. Politico confirmed it was Goldman. Goldman himself has tweeted about his ordeal of being tested for the Chinese coronavirus, along with criticisms of the Trump administration. He tweeted on March 6 that he was leaving Schiff's office. 5 days later, he tweeted about having a fever and a headache. It is not clear when he started feeling symptoms, but the next day, on March 12, he said self-quarantine was his only option. Goldman said he got a curbside coronavirus test the next day. Despite suggesting it would be as many as 4 days until he learned his status, it took only 2 days before Schiff confirmed that Goldman had the coronavirus. Breitbart News' Jill Polak has detailed how the coronavirus spread throughout China and the world while Democrats were focused on impeachment. Polak wrote on March 13, "We now know the cost of impeachment. While Democrats were diverting the attention and energy of the entire country into a pointless trial that could not possibly have ended in anything other than President Donald Trump's acquittal, the coronavirus pandemic was beginning in China and arriving in the United States." The timeline of the two developments, impeachment and coronavirus, is shocking and reveals the true cost of hyperpartisanship. January 11, Chinese state media report the first known death from an illness originating in the Wuhan market. January 15, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, DCA, holds a vote to send articles of impeachment to the Senate. Pelosi and House Democrats celebrate the solemn occasion with the signing ceremony, using commemorative pens. January 21, the first person with coronavirus arrives in the United States from China, where he had been in Wuhan. January 23, the House impeachment managers make their opening arguments for removing President Trump. January 23, China closes off the city of Wuhan completely to slow the spread of coronavirus to the rest of China. January 30, senators begin asking 2 days of questions of both sides in the president's impeachment trial. January 30, the World Health Organization declares a global health emergency as coronavirus continues to spread. January 31, the Senate holds a vote on whether to allow further witnesses and documents in the impeachment trial. January 31, President Trump declares a national health emergency and imposes a ban on travel to and from China. Former Vice President Joe Biden calls Trump's decision hysterical xenophobia and fear-mongering. February 2, the first death from coronavirus outside China is reported in the Philippines. February 3, House impeachment managers begin closing arguments, calling Trump a threat to national security. February 4, President Trump talks about coronavirus in his State of the Union address, Pelosi rips up every page. February 5, the Senate votes to acquit President Trump on both articles of impeachment, 52-48 and 53-47. February 5, House Democrats finally take up coronavirus in the House Foreign Affairs Subcommittee on Asia. For 20 days, from the day the first death from coronavirus was known, Democrats did nothing about it. They were too busy with the president's impeachment trial, a trial Pelosi had delayed unnecessarily for several weeks, Polak concluded. Follow Breitbart News Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.